today's film is brought to you by the legend, Charles Bronson, 10 to Midnight from 1983. This is a film that had you watch the trailer, you probably would never watch the movie because it is that bad. But the movie wasn't as bad as the trailer. Now, the film also starred Andrew Stevens as Charles Bronson's partner. It also starred Jeffrey Lewis as the attorney for the bad guy in the film. The film is about a raging serial sexual predator murdering guy goes around running around naked killing women, and eventually he makes the target of his bloodshed Charles Bronson's daughter, played by Lisa Ilbacher. There wasn't a whole lot of depth to this film. They knew who the guy was that they were going after. They knew who the target was from early on in the movie, but it was just a matter of catching them in the act. That's what this movie was about. I thought it was interesting because it had the 80s soundtrack going for it. It's a classic film, and that's why I wanted to watch it, because I am a big Charles Bronson fan. But it's not a great film, but I enjoyed it. But I want to go into spoiler territory now. In order to catch this guy, Charles Bronson resorts to setting him up by placing some of the blood samples illegally obtained and putting it on his clothing. And he eventually, partner, I guess, convinces him to change his mind and owns up to that while the case is in court. So that was part of the plot. He has to come about another way. So he starts following him, another way to catch him. So he starts following the bad guy, who is played by Gene Davis. I think he was a clean-cut white guy. The girls found him attractive, but probably the playing the perfect part of the creepy stalker guy. Eventually, he slips up, allows Charles Bronson to catch him in the end of the film. He had learned from his attorney, the bad guy had learned from his attorney, that if he plays the part of mentally ill, that he could probably get away with any charges. And he's just sitting there telling him that while all the police are rolling up, and he's like, you're not gonna be able to do anything. I'm gonna go to jail, but I'll still be alive, and there's nothing you can do about it. And with all the police there, and of course Charles Bronson's not having that, lays a bullet right in him at the end of the film to begin the credits rolling. I mean, I'm sure that happens. This nowadays, with all the body cams and everything that everyone has, there's no way that would happen anymore. The dude would be in cuffs and probably be studied for psychiatric textbooks. That was how this film ended. Most likely, for killing him like that, Charles Bronson himself would have faced charges nowadays. Definitely probably would have been in jail. So even back then, he probably, if you were in front of all those people, all those witnesses, I don't know, the code of the Blue Brotherhood is strong. That is 10 to Midnight. I found it enjoyable. It was corny to today's standards, but I really liked it. So I give it 3 stars.